Hi, this is Shira. You are here for the self-love experience. And today I'm going to talk about knowing what it is that we want and to make sure that we are in the right place to receive it. It is okay to have desires. It is okay to want things, to want to experience things, which is the whole point of the self-love experience. Love yourself enough to experience the things that you desire. And I said in another video that desires are not bad things. Desires are clues to things that we want. If you can have the desire, receive the desire, then you also have the ability to achieve that desire. All right. So we're going to look at things that's going on with ourselves every day and how they are hints to know what it is that we want, and also the things that are going on with us every day that is actually stopping us from having the things that we want. Number one, first thing that I want to talk about is joy. You know, make a list and decide, what is it that brings you joy? What do you enjoy? Being able to understand what it is that you enjoy helps you to figure out what it is that you want, because naturally you are going to want to have more enjoyable experiences. One of the things that I recommend that you do is to create a joy journal. Number two, I want you to pay attention to when you lose track of time. Because when you are engaged in something and you lose track of time, so much so that you are in that zone, you know, you got tunnel vision, you're in the zone, you're in that moment, nothing else matters. You're not thinking about what you're going to cook for dinner at 5 o'clock in the evening. You're not thinking about anything. I mean, this is when you can actually be in some type of small physical, you know, pain or discomfort, and then you push yourself and you start doing something and nothing else comes to your mind except what you are partaking in. All right. If that is something that you have experienced before, and I believe that we all have, I want you to also, maybe on a separate list, jot that down. All right. So we have our first list, joy, what brings us joy. Second list, where do we lose track of time? And you may see that some of those things may double and be on the exact same list. But when do we lose track of time? For an example, when I am creating this audio podcast for you, if you are listening on Simplecast or Apple or Google Plus or Spotify or SoundCloud, when I'm creating this, I mean, I'm not thinking about anything else. Nothing else matters. Or if you're watching me right now on the Life with Aunt and Shira YouTube channel, then when I'm doing this or anything that I do on the Life with Aunt and Shira YouTube channel is an example of something that, one, brings me joy, and number two, I lose complete track of time. I'm just totally into the material that I'm sharing with you. So you think about ways and moments when you lose track of time. And I want you, if you're on YouTube, to comment below and just reach out to me and let me know, when is it that you're doing something and you're engaged and you lose track of time? All right. And then also you can comment and tell me what brings you joy. Like with my son, he knows that video games bring him joy. And you may be thinking, well, you know, what young boy doesn't like video games? But it's not playing video games. He likes to design video games. He wants to design them. He wants to create them. And then he gets joy watching someone else play the game that he created. And he's been like that he's been like that for such a long time. So think back to, this is another tip, free tip. Think back to when you were young. Think back to before we started having these limiting beliefs, before people started saying, you can't do that. You're too short. You're too tall. You know, you can't do that. You're a girl. You can't do that. You're a guy. You can't do that. You're African-American. You can't do that. Do you know where you're from? You know, so I want you to think back to when you were young and what things brought you joy. Write it down. And what things did you engage in where you lost track of time? Okay. So number one is joy. Number two, you know, where do you lose track of time? Number three, what gets you heated? I mean, like you are upset. What just makes your blood boil? What really gets to you? Because sometimes if we cannot figure out what we want by going the routes that I gave you, sometimes a clearer way would be to go in the other direction. Because a lot of times things that you really, really, really cannot stand, that irks your nerves, that gets you heated, there's a clue. There's a clue in that of what it is that you really want, what it is that you really desire. And what I really want you to know, and the reason why I'm sharing this, is that we all matter. We all are here. We all have a purpose. And it's nothing more joyful than to live in the experiences of our purpose and the experiences of what we were designed for in the first place. I'm reading this book right now. It's one of Oprah's books. It's not the one thing I know for sure, even though I'm reading that one next. I can't remember the name of it, but it has something to do with like the path, like your path or the road that you're on. And I'll put the title of the book for those of you who are interested in the link to the book in the description box if you're on YouTube, or in my blog if you are on my website, SharonNicoleSmith.com. But the thing that she was talking about is that when she graduated and she's a journalist, she said that when, you know, she went to school, she wanted to be a journalist, you know, she studied for that. And now she has this career at this great station, but she wasn't able to be herself. She wasn't able to be her. It seemed like it was always like, you know, she needed to talk a certain way to reach their approval. And you all know about that when we change how we talk because we think someone else wants us to talk that way. She felt like they felt like, you know, you're too emotional and you're too black and you're too this and you're too that. Ultimately, Oprah's story was that she was demoted from that position and end up on some type of little, you know, talk show or whatever, not the Oprah Winfrey show, but some, you know, some small show. And when she was there, she was able to be her. She was able to be herself. And I'm like, wow, that is it. When you are able to be you, that's when you are experiencing joy. And that is when you are in the zone. And unfortunately, there's way too many people out there that tells us that is something wrong with that. You know, they told it to Oprah, you know, I've heard it before. It's something wrong with that. You know, you're too excited, you know. But I am very excited about things that I'm passionate about. And if I'm not passionate about it, then I'm going to lose interest. And if you go and you look in your life and you look at things that you started that you didn't finish, ask yourself, why did I not finish that? Why did I finish pursuing that? Why did I finish that experience? And sometimes things happen, life happens, and I understand. But sometimes we don't finish it because we run out of gas, because it wasn't really what we were supposed to do in the first place. And because of that, eventually we're like, I'm out. I don't want to do this anymore. I don't feel joyful with it. I don't feel any passion with it. I'm not losing track of time with it. Instead, I would rather be doing something else. So really pay attention to the emotions and the feelings that is inside you, which I feel like, oh my God, that is so important. So let me just recap a little bit because there's so many good things in this. Number one, does it give you joy? And write down a joy journal of things that you experience joy now and things that you experienced when you were super young before you start getting that external noise and before people start telling you what you cannot do, or start telling you, oh, that doesn't make any money, or, oh, you have to do this. All right. So that's one. Number two, the second thing I said was to pay attention to when you get in the zone. And again, that's probably going to bring you joy, but that's a little bit, I think, even more defined, because when you're in the zone, you've already taken action. You're doing something. You lost track of time. You're just like, this is it. This is my water, because you lost track of time because you're so into it. All right. So that's number two. Number three, think about the things that passionately make you upset. I think I used to hear people call it a righteous anger. You know, what gives you a righteous anger? What is it that you don't like? Because a lot of times what you don't like will give you a clue to what you do like and what you do want, right? So think about that. I'm trying to see if I can think of, oh, I sure can. One of the things that really set me off one day, and this is actually for those of you who follow me on the Life with Aunt Nishira YouTube channel, one of our most popular series on there is myself and my husband reviewing a reality show called Love and Marriage Huntsville. Well, we actually stumbled across that show by accident, and I'm watching one of the characters, a male character on the show. I'm watching this woman's husband. He belittled her. He just disrespected her. I mean, he's cheating on her and he doesn't care. And he's just being so flippant and rude and disrespectful and manipulative. And just, I mean, he's, you know, it just was bad. And I'm like, what in the world is this mess? To the point that I put it on the channel. Cause I'm like, hey, we need to chat. Let's chat. What's I'm like, we need to chat. Let's chat. Cause what is this about? What is this foolishness? And I really wish that I could just take the woman and say, you deserve better. You are worth so much more than how you're being treated. So that's everything about what I am, everything about what I want, and everything about why I do all the different things that I do, because I'm able to help people. I want to help people, and not in the whole like, I'm going to go and clean up the beach. I'm not that type of helping person. I mean, I know that sounds great and everything, and I would do it, but that doesn't light me up to go clean up trash on the beach. But if I can counsel someone, I am a coach, I am a teacher, I am a consultant, you know, I am a counselor, I am an advisor, I am a mentor. I want to help you get the things that you deserve. And that type of treatment that I saw on that show was definitely what she did not deserve. No one, I don't care what you've done, you don't deserve that. I'm like, she needs to love herself enough to demand to be treated better or to get to stepping and to leave that man. You got to love yourself enough, because you don't want to waste your whole life waiting on somebody to be better, waiting on someone to treat you better. You look back, you're 70 years old and be like, wow, I've been getting treated like crap for the past 60 years. You know, it's like you don't want that. So that's number three. Make sure that you look at what can make you upset, because that can be a direct link to what it is that you want. And then number four, when do you feel like you can be yourself? Like, you don't have to put on a front. You don't have to pretend and act like you're somebody else. You can be you. You can talk the way that you talk. You know, if you don't speak proper English or you use some slang and that's how you feel like you're in your zone when you do that, then do that. Be you. I remember, and I actually didn't watch a lot of the show at all, but it was the Love and Hip Hop. It was the one, I think it was New York or something, the one that Cardi B was on before she became like super big Cardi B. And in this episode, I remember they were trying to give her speech lessons. And they were like, you know, you can't talk like that. You're starting to get on interviews and different things are happening for you. And it was the funniest thing. So they bring in this woman and she's trying to teach her how to speak. And she said, okay, I need you to pronounce your words like this. And Cardi was like, I'm not doing it like this. I'm going to do it the way I do it. You know, she was just like, forget that. I'm not doing it that way. And I, you know, it worked. It worked for her. And it was even a wake up call for me because people loved her and accepted her for who she was, for how she talked. And she, you know, she came and reinvented her words and she's like, okay, and all of that. And then people start doing it. So my point is that you are an original. Be you. And what the self-love experience is designed to do is to teach you to love yourself enough to be yourself. So hopefully you're able to get a lot of great takeaways from this, because I know that even sharing this with you now and listening to myself talk about this is even clarifying more things for me. Because Lord knows I have done some things and I'm just like, you know, especially as an actress, I am an actress. And sometimes, you know, you get cast in a role and you're all excited and you did all this to get the job. And then you get the job and you're like, this isn't me. And I know it's not me because I'm playing a character, but this isn't me. It's not utilizing my gifts. It's not bringing me joy, or I'm not losing track of time. Instead, I'm looking at the time because I'm ready to be done with it already. You know, so your homework, if you should choose. No, but for real, I do want you to think about what brings you joy. Jot that down. Notice moments where you lose track of time. Jot that down. Notice things that really like just irk your nerves, make your blood boil, get you highly upset. Jot that down. And think about what it is that you are doing when you're able to completely be yourself, who you are around when you're able to completely be yourself. I love to travel. There's a lot of travel videos on the Life with Aunt and Shire YouTube channel. And when I go on vacation, I feel like I can just totally be myself. I'm not teacher. I'm on vacation, you know, I'm not like mom, I'm on vacation. I'm like, you know, even my child can be with me, but we're on vacation. So it's not like, you know, I have to cook. It's, you know, it's just that. So we learn to travel as much as possible. But I grew up thinking that if you're going to go on a family vacation, you go in the summer and it's just once a year. Then I get with my husband and he's like, let's go on vacation. Like, we just went last month. He's like, okay, well, let's go again. We just went 2 weeks ago. Well, let's go again if we have the time. And that had to totally change my way of thinking, because I'm like, no, this isn't right. You're not able to do that. Can we do that? And then we did it. And we're like, oh, wow, this is really great. So it brings me joy. So we keep doing it. So next week, I want to start talking about the barriers, because some of you are going to say, wow, Shire, this really helped. I know the things that I want. I know what I want to experience. Okay, great. But I want to help you to identify the barriers that are within you that, you know, you've been exposed to, maybe not even consciously, these limiting beliefs that you have acquired over time that will interfere with you getting what you want, even if you identify it, even if you write it down, even if you create vision boards. Even, you know, if you get on your knees every night and you pray for it to happen, there are things that are within us that can cause a barrier and can interfere with it. And I am going to do an episode identifying what those things are and how you can kick those things to the curb and get them out the way so they are not interrupting your ability to manifest success. So I hope that you enjoyed this. Contact me. I can be found at www.ShireNicoleSmith.com. Send me a message there or go over to the Life with Aunt and Shire YouTube channel, subscribe, comment below on this video, and let me know what happened. Let me know what you discovered. And I cannot wait to go over those things that are subliminally and subconsciously holding us back to get what we want next week. Until then, I am Shire Nicole Smith. That is Shire with a long I. And please remember that I love you. Until next time, love thyself. Like to chat with me about this episode and any revelations that you had, check out ShireNicoleSmith.com and look for the How You Doing blog and leave me a comment. If you would like to sponsor your business on the show, then head over to www.ShireNicoleSmith.com and send me a direct message.